The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you for joining us. Did everyone miss me last week?
I missed you.
How amazing are the Hearnses?
Dude,
that was the coolest. That was so fun to listen to and like imagine myself living in a van and like traveling around and following my passion. I imagined it for like a good 5 minutes before I was like, damn, I'm so glad I have double ovens.
Do you have double ovens? You are a real grown up. You are a mom.
I can make banana bread and bake chicken at the same time.
On Thanksgiving evening, you can have the turkey cooking while you have the sides.
Mm-hmm. But I can't. I can't just like hike my way up to the top of a cliff and take gorgeous pictures of people and know exactly how to hike back down. That I cannot do.
I cannot do that either. And I don't have double ovens. I'm really screwed. I'm really. I can teach you some inversions with yoga. I can.
You know, my favorite yoga poses are the ones where you lay down and you like splay open and then the teacher comes over and puts like heavy blankets on your body, like on your knees.
You mean Shavasana? Or Supta Baddha?
Like,
you mean
like when your knees are like open and.
Oh, Supta Baddha Konasana.
Sure. That's what I was talking about. And then
the soles of your feet are together. Your knees splay open.
And there's like weighted blankets on your knees, and then maybe they'll put like something on your eyes, some sort of heavy fabric.
You're like into the restorative yoga. You're into like
restorative yoga.
Just make me feel
that
good.
I'll take that. Works with me.
Just make me feel real good. I went to a chiropractor yesterday.
Oh yeah,
Was it
a man or a woman?
A man. You know, I used to go to an amazing chiropractor back in Boston. I called him my healer. He was like incredible. Seriously, like I would just wait every week to see him. And I haven't been since. And I've been crazy working out, doing the boot camp, you know. And all of a sudden, all of these aches on the right side of my body are happening, like my hip, the bottom of my foot, my back, like I felt like crooked, like out of whack. Mm. And so I went to a chiropractor, this guy, and he was really good. And he cracked me and he adjusted me. And I was like, I kept going, And he's like, okay. He would laugh. It felt so good.
I'm glad. The last chiropractor I went to, I felt was a little handsy.
Oh, well, yeah, they've got their hands all over you.
Well, that's what I thought. But then I asked my friend who also went there. It was somewhere in like Campbell, California, when I lived out there. And I had gotten the name of this guy. And then when I went like straight to my friend's house afterwards because she was watching my kids. And I was like, hey, that seemed great. He is more handsome than you described. So I should have been ready for that. But also, like, there was a point where I was like facing one way and he was behind me and there was definitely like two full hands on my butt, both sides of my butt.
Like, but what was he doing?
I don't remember because I remember thinking this doesn't seem right. And I don't think it was. I don't think it was right.
Was he massaging your butt?
There was like,
was he
like pushing
bone,
or
like your
tailbone? Pushing or so. Yes, but like it was like I'm doing it with my hands right now. It was like full hands on butt cheeks. It didn't feel like tailbone spinal to me. Maybe he had a method. I don't know.
Push?
I just there was like pushing and pressure. It wasn't like squeezing, like full.
Were you on your belly? Were you laying on your belly?
I think I was either laying on my belly or I was like in some version of like on all fours. But
did Did you enjoy it?
Well, as much as I could in my head thinking, I don't know if this guy touches everyone. Like, this, what is this straightening out? He has a great shoulder to waist ratio and a very nice smile and seems very handsome.
His great hands, shoulder to waist.
Yeah, you know, like
ratio.
When a really hot man, like a really hot man, not a guy or a kid or whatever, boy, when you were younger, but like a man, when they're like shoulder to waist ratio for a straight woman like myself, it's like the caveman in us. We're just like, it's why men like hips on women, because it means that, you know, in like caveman days and you're like fertile and like you are woman. But this guy was like, had that V from the shoulders to the waist. I could see it in his scrubs. He was a very...
So he could just pick you up and carry you.
He had a nice body, yes. And I felt like if a bear were to attack us in our cave, he could fend them off. So I was equally excited and disturbed by...
And then you're like, I don't know if this if I should say something.
Yes, and then
I
never went back because I was so... I went to my friend and I was like, hey, has he ever like grabbed like full on two-handed... on your ass? And my friend was like, say what? No, his hands should not have been. No, absolutely not. 100% that has never happened.
You had your clothes on, right?
Yes, but I was wearing like workout pants.
Nice. He got to feel in the yoga pants.
Anyway, it might have been like, I don't know.
I'm sorry if that was...
It's been a deterrent for not going back to a chiropractor, yeah.
Well, that's, yeah, that's weird.
That's weird, right? Weird. Okay. All right.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
I'll find a different kind of chiropractor next time.
Yeah, find a different kind. Perhaps
a kind with a vagina.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
A woman.
Yep.
Because I mean, not that a woman wouldn't grab you, you know, you've got a nice ass.
Sure, I don't know.
I've seen it in a long time, but...
It's just about feeling secure, I guess.
Right. Okay. You're drinking and you're having wine. Is that rosé?
Yes, a nice rosé from
I'm not drinking
France.
Tonight. I was so tempted to have a drink. But you know what? We drank last night and we're like, why are we drinking on a Tuesday night?
What does that have to do with it?
I don't know. Because we're like doing the ketogenic diet, you know, and we're like not supposed to be drinking.
Did you get drunk?
Got a little drunk.
Okay. Well, see, I have like a drink every night, but it's one glass of wine.
I had two drinks. And I don't drink, you know, I was drinking, you know, bourbon.
Mm.
And I don't eat carbs. So I was pretty drunk. I'm like, it's Tuesday. I don't know. That was weird.
All right.
So transitioning.
Yeah, we don't have a segue, but we've covered a lot.
We never
so
have
far.
A segue. We never have a segue, Christy. We don't need it. We won't need it.
It's our podcast. We can do what we want.
We can do whatever we want. Okay. We can make weird voices.
And what we want to do today is talk about, drumroll please. Print materials.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's
dun,
right.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that was really good.
Yes. Here we go.
See, if I was drinking, it would be even better.
Today, we're going to talk about paper products.
This is so exciting.
Your paper for the wedding, the invitation suite, as we in the wedding industry call it. And a suite would mean... You're not just sending an invitation like when you were a kid and it was like a printed out invitation that says what, where, when, RSVP by. I just sent those out for my son's birthday party, Ninjago themed. Yes. So it's not that. A whole invitation suite means you're putting together something that you're sending out to your guests that is inviting them to your wedding, but it includes... lots of information and potentially includes lots of individual inserts. So when we're talking about paper products, the best way we thought to break it down for you, and by the way, this was a request episode, yes? We got more than one listener request asking for information on invitations and printing and paper and blah, blah, blah. So here's what we think. Plenty to look up on the web about this. Plenty of blogs, plenty of examples, many, many companies. But we think they fall into two different camps. You have the first camp is the utilitarian, as we're calling it. And this is what you need and what most weddings have. So what is most likely a part of your wedding planning? The utilitarian. Save the dates. And then your invitations, which may include an RSVP card that will be mailed back to you in the most traditional sense, and perhaps a separate invitation to the rehearsal dinner or a card as part of your invitation suite with details about the rehearsal dinner. And lastly, thank you notes that usually coordinate with the original invitation, and you order these simple thank you notes for yourself to send out after the wedding and after you've received your gifts. So that's
standard stuff.
The utilitarian. Standard, typical. The other side is the more decorative, artistic, extra side of things. And that includes things like full signage. And that signage might be bar menus or welcome signs or custom logos or monograms or drawings that you have in frames, or maybe it's your table numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go crazy with signage. And I think the trend, you know, 5 years ago with Pinterest and everything was that we were seeing just a ton of signage. And I think, in my opinion, a lot of it was unnecessary signage. It got to be a little bit ridiculous with like signs pointing everywhere.
Yeah, like
and
everywhere you turn
was
a
label
sign
for something. And you're like, dessert table when... What's right in front of you? The dessert table. Do you need to be told that that's the dessert table? No.
I'm pretty sure that's the dessert table.
If you want to include a sign because it's like, you know, etched wood from your grandparents' farm and you worked hard on all these etched wood signs, throw them wherever you want. It's your wedding. Do you? But that falls under the decorative, artistic, extra category. So we have signage. We have place cards. We have programs, menus, buffet table labels, and favor printing, for example. Maybe you're going to print out 100 little tiny flags that say your name on them, and you're going to stick them in succulents that your guests take away. Or maybe, like the wedding I just did, you're going to print 100 little tiny labels for little tiny honey jars for your guests to take away with them. And the label is going to say something cute or have your name or your monogram or the wedding date on it. And that is favor printing. So on the one hand, you have things that you're probably going to do in one way or another, the utilitarian stuff. And then on the other hand, you have this decorative extra stuff where you can use any one of these things to put like a fancy stamp or to incorporate your design into your wedding day. And we're not even talking about like large format banners or step and repeat backgrounds or photo booth backdrops.
Oh yeah, the step and repeats. I had that last year.
Yeah. So there's all this fun stuff, and you don't have to do everything, and you don't have to coordinate everything. But if you are,
it's fun to have. Yeah. Though. It's like it really adds to some.
It adds character.
It's so different anymore because it's kind of becoming. More and more people are doing it. I remember when it was like, ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, like when it was new.
The idea isn't unique. It's your monogram or date or design or logo or whatever that makes it unique. So at this point, no one's going to be blown away. Like, I've never seen menu cards shaped like a circle before on top of my charger. Right. Look how perfectly it fits. No one is going to be blown away by the idea of that. But if it's a really beautiful menu card that adds to your overall tablescape and you've put time and thought and, you know, money into these little touches, they make a difference. Just our point is that most people, we think with, you know, budgets, have to think about which of these elements they're actually going to spend time and money on. So the world of print.
The world of print. By Christy Matthews. Mm. So we should just throw out some, you know, pretty simple but informative, as we always do, tips here. So like Christy said, there's like the standard. You're save the dates. Everybody's going to do that. Most people, I don't know really if there's anyone anymore that does not do save the dates. The invitations, which the invitation itself usually has several inserts in it. Or it's an, kind of like an accordion style where they unfold it and all this stuff is in there and a perforated edge, maybe for RSVPs. Now, this is all print, people. We are talking about print. We're not talking about online, like, we're not talking about a green wedding, I guess, you know, like, this is stuff you're going to literally, like, you are printing. You've got stuff tangible. Stuff that's being held in the hands of your guests, right? Mm-hmm. That's the route we're talking about. Because obviously you can go the other route. You could do everything digitally and forget the print. But here we're talking about print. So the invitations.
Yes.
Will usually consist of the W's, right? Who, what, when, where. And then it'll maybe sometimes you're going to have options for your guests, what they're going to eat. You know, do you want beef or do you want fish? How many, you plus who, what's the name of your guest?
You need to include the date that you want your RSVP back by.
Yep.
Will be earlier if you're considering a B list. You listen to our guest list episode.
Yeah.
But definitely needs to be at the latest 2 weeks out. At the latest. God,
that makes me nervous.
I know, it makes me nervous too. Don't, but I'm thinking that. People who do like a dinner party or something smaller. Or who got a late start, you know? Oh shit, we just got engaged, but we want to get married in 3 months because he's something. I'm having a baby or he's leaving the country. You know,
we're in the military.
We're trying to be for all people here. Attempt, if you can, to send invitations 10 to 12 weeks out, no later than that. No, I'm sorry, no earlier than that. And at the very latest, get your RSVPs with menu choices back 2 weeks out.
Oh my God, 3 weeks. Because at 2 weeks, you have to call.
Mm, that's true.
Don't listen to her. No, I'm just kidding. Listen to me. So invitations, there's a lot of inserts you can do in there. There's also the reception. Sometimes people do a separate reception card. You know, here's where the ceremony and here's the reception card. Sometimes there's maps included.
Information about the rest of the weekend, other events that might be going on.
Is it a wedding weekend? So here's, you know, what's going on Friday night. We're having a welcome dinner. Saturday, there's a barbecue.
We're seeing more and more wedding websites with that address, the website on the actual invitation somewhere. Mm-hmm. For a formal invitation, it certainly wouldn't be on the main invitation to the wedding. It's if it's formal, black tie, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Alan Smith invite you to the wedding of their daughter. If it's that sort of wording that you're going for, and there are plenty of templates online that you can look up to see what suits you. But we're telling you right now that if it's formal, you're not going to put your www.janeandadam.
Yeah, you're not going to say, on the bottom. Please RSVP here. Go to our website.
Right.
You know, now. You can certainly make that an option, and a lot of people do, and I think it's pretty awesome because a lot of these, you know, like Zola, a lot of these websites now allow your guests to RSVP there, and then you can manage everything from there. It makes your life a hell of a lot easier. But if you're going to go the very traditional route, you are going to include an RSVP card with a self-addressed, self-stamped envelope so that your guests can send it back. And I might add that this invitation that your guest receives is going to set the tone for the wedding. This invitation is going to give your guests a clear, well, maybe not so clear, but a pretty good idea a hint of what the wedding's going to be like, how they should dress. You know, like, my God, this is a beautiful, very elegant invitation. And it says black tie only, or it says black tie optional. And, oh, my God, it's filet mignon or, you know, sea bass, whatever it is. So the invitation is going to set the tone. Save the dates. They don't set the tone so much. They just make sure, you know, like, hey, save this date.
Yeah, they're, you know, the definition invitation's of coming. Utilitarian.
Yeah.
And do think about if you have ideas about what colors you want. Print materials are a great way to incorporate color on the front end of this experience and, you know, wedding planning in general. So if your colors, you're, you know, definitely want this palette or you're inspired by these colors, consider that when you're looking for the invitations. Incorporating them one way or the other in the print or, you know, calligraphy on the envelope itself. There's just a spectrum, myriad of ways that you can do this. And one thing we wanted to make sure to talk about in this, in the context of this conversation for print materials, is that you have the two camps, we're calling it, you know, what you need and what might be really awesome to have, but isn't a need. The other way to look at this is there's two ways to do this. You can get it all done online, and there's plenty of websites. We'll just list, we'll rattle them off, you know, the ones that our clients use the most often. Or you go to a paper person. You find
paper person.
Yeah, you find a
they're
station.
They're not made of paper. Yeah. They're people who work in the paper industry.
Paper people, yes.
Paper people?
A stationaire, if I'm saying that right. But a company, it's usually like one person or two people that run this company. They're entrepreneurs like us. They may have a storefront and an office, and
small
you meet with them.
Business owners, yeah.
And
yeah.
they will
custom
do this for you and send you, you know, the template, the proofs. And they spend a lot of time and thought and energy on how to convey the theme or the design that you love through
the wording.
Yes. And then they design it for you and they print it for you. So there's the two ways to do that. Either somebody walks you through every step and is there for you and this is custom, or you're looking online and you're making all the decisions yourself and then you get them in the mail and then you send them out.
And you have to assemble them, right?
Yes. So
if you go to a small business owner who's going to, you know, create all these inserts for you, the chances are they're probably going to, you know, put them together for you and give them to you. And they might even, they address them, they do that service, calligraphy on the outside.
They do all the proofreading. I mean, it's
everything.
It's everything. And it is not cheap. But if you have it in your budget, the experience is night and day from ordering it online. And that's
a beautiful
just,
art form. Yeah. It's an old, very centuries old craft. And it is a lovely experience. I've had lots of couples work with one-on-one with people who do custom invitations. And it's really a really lovely experience.
Yeah, I think so too. And there's much less margin for error because you're paying somebody to do an awesome job and that's what they're going to do for you. I have had clients and also close friends who have had terrible experiences with some of the bigger online companies. And that's just the nature of the beast. They don't have, you know, a person sitting there ready to answer your phone call. That's just the bottom line. One company that stands out that I've had great experiences with, so I'll mention them on the podcast, is, and this surprised me, but it's happened several times now, but it's Vistaprint. They do basic business cards and, you know, their website is very easy to navigate. It can be sort of bare bones, but they also have great templates. But what I've appreciated about them that I've created some like promo packets and some materials for my brand that I have like the JPEG or the logo for. So it's my design and I've put it into some Vistaprint materials and I've talked to somebody on the phone and I got a quick response back and I've gotten proofs in the mail. So I've been, you know, pretty
good
impressed
with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So let's just run. We'll run down the list of online like paper sources real quick. These are the biggest ones, the biggest players that I found. So we have Minted.com, Vistaprint, which I just mentioned, Expressionary, which ends in N-E-R-Y, Expressionary, and Shutterfly.com, which Wedding Paper Divas was its own thing for a while, but now they've incorporated into Shutterfly.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole separate thing now. You can't even go to the Wedding Paper Divas site on its own. And then the most expensive, like high-end luxury option that is still done online is called SessyNewYork.com. And then another really great like wedding option for more custom stuff with just higher end altogether is called smittenonpaper.com. I will include all these links on our website. So that's like my little roundup of online paper resources and a great in-between option between a individual business who is specializing in custom invitations and an online experience is going to be a walk-in place like brick and mortar chain store, like Paper Source or Papyrus or Hallmark.
Yeah.
Those you can like flip through their books and actually feel. Yes. Those are the big like national chains for sitting down with somebody and picking out what you want your invitations to look like. And then they order them and then you go pick them up from the store and send them assemble and send them out yourself.
Yes. Now, before we get into our interview here with Miss Design Barry, which was an awesome interview, I wanted to give a couple shouts out. We recently got an email from a listener who has started her own Etsy business, and her name is Kristen Stewart. And I'm going to read her email really quick, and I'm going to give you guys, you know, go to her Etsy page. She just got married. Christy and Michelle, I'm writing to you from the beach in Bali, where I am finally relaxing and have finally gotten around to saying thank you. We got married 1 week ago near our home in England, and your podcast was a big part of my wedding planning journey. So much so that I can no longer tell my husband that I love him without adding, love you, love your show, or love your face. It cracks me up every time you say this. I'm a corporate events planner by day, so I was thrilled to finally be able to plan my own wedding. Along the way, I started making and selling wooden calligraphy wedding signs on Etsy, which has now somewhat taken over my life and our house. I discovered your podcast one evening while making signs and have been hooked ever since. Working in the wedding industry now gives me the perfect excuse to continue listening to your podcast even though I'm now married. You are both so engaging and easy to listen to, and as many have commented before, the pace at which you talk through things is perfect. I did that on purpose for emphasis.
I love that.
Thank you. And thank you. I found myself becoming quite wedding obsessed, and listening to your podcast was the perfect way to channel all of my enthusiasm by feeling like I was chatting to friends rather than boring my actual friends and fiance constantly. Even as an English bride, your advice was also relevant and always the highlight of my Wednesday. I'm going to be recommending lots of our wedding vendors on the social media pages for my signs, which is Victoria Stewart Signs. And I will be adding you girls into the mix. I know your advice and guidance will be of great help to my English bridal following, too. Keep up the great show. So thank you, Kristen Stewart. If you want to check out Kristen on Etsy, her Etsy store is Victoria Stewart Signs. S-T-E-W-A-R-D, Victoria Stewart Signs. Although it says she's on taking a short break right now because obviously she's in Bali on her honeymoon. And then one more shout out to my dear, 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 dear friend, Sarah Ramaj Healy. She has been on our show. She is the episode I did with the toast, the sister of the bride toast. Mm-hmm. Sarah does custom invitations, print materials, all sorts of stuff, like from kids' parties to weddings to like, you know, baby shower things. She has this really cool printer now that she can print out really cool shapes and all kinds of fun stuff. So check out Sarah's Etsy shop, which is SHRH Designs, SHRH Designs. Because she has some awesome stuff. It's beautiful. So just wanted to give that shout out.
And speaking of Etsy, that's the place to go for a lot of this extra stuff. Or to like anything that might have like hand-painted watercolor or you know, a special monogram designed for you that you can get from Etsy as a JPEG and then give it to your photo booth operator or your lighting guy who can make it into a gobo and put it on the wall. Like, there's ways to work with an artisan and then transfer it over to the rest of your wedding. And Etsy is a great place for that. Tons of really personalized is. Custom stuff there.
Yeah.
Including who you talk to after this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she started on Etsy, I think. It's been a while since we did our interview, but I interviewed Miss Designberry. I found her on Instagram, and it's very, 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 very unique. So essentially what they do is, and you'll hear about it now with her interview, but you can send them a picture, and they will create an illustration based on your picture. And they do anything from, like, invitations, save the dates, to even, like, throw pillows for your couch, these really cool guest books that look so awesome that you want them to sit on your coffee table. Like they just are a beautiful design element. Or you frame this stuff and put it in your house after because it's of the two of you. She gets lots of pets, lots of people with their dogs that she makes these illustrations, horses. It's pretty cool. There's cozies for beer cans. Check her out. It's Miss M-I-S-S Designberry on Instagram. And she is going to tell us all about these other types of print materials, right? The extras, the decorative stuff, the signage, the place cards, everything.
The stuff you'll keep.
The stuff you will keep. That's right. The stuff you'll keep. So, yeah, enjoy this interview with Miss Designberry.
I'm Kristen Berry, and I own Miss Designberry.
And what is Miss Designberry?
We are an e-commerce shop that focuses on custom illustration and design for wedding pieces. We are headquartered in New York. We don't have a physical location, so we are online. I moved to New York after I graduated college, and I worked in advertising, and I wanted to make some extra money, so I opened an Etsy business, and I started doing different designs, and I really liked doing the wedding stuff, so I kind of focused on that, and then that was, you know, in 2012, and then skip forward to 2014, I ended up bringing on my first employee, and then 2015, I ended up leaving my job to do Miss Designberry full-time.
That is so awesome. So, I mean, when I'm looking at the website, which is very well designed, by the way, explain what people do to get, these are like illustrations, right?
Yeah. Our most popular products are couple portraits. And so, and our most popular product with that portrait on there is a guest book alternative. So if someone orders that, they send in photos and details about exactly how they want to be illustrated. And they send us photos of what their wedding dress will look like and what their fiance will be wearing. And then our illustrators put it all together and create a beautiful illustration of what they're going to look like on their wedding day. And then that's what their guests end up signing at their wedding. And then it can hang in their home as a piece of artwork. And then we have lots of other items that once they've sort of invested in that artwork, they could do a Snapchat filter with it. They can do thank you cards, all kinds of different stuff using that same portrait artwork.
Yeah, because I saw, like, on your Instagram some photos, and I'm like, oh, they're not exactly posed like that. That, you know what I mean? Like, the illustration isn't 100% literal of the photo that gets sent to you, right?
Well, yeah, and the examples you're seeing on our Instagram are a photo of the actual couple at their wedding. So that illustration was done way before their wedding.
Gotcha.
And that is then what they actually ended up looking like on their wedding day. So you can see how close our designers can actually get to showing what they're going to look like, even though they don't have a photo together in their wedding dress. And most of the couples, you know, the husband hasn't even seen the bride's dress yet. So it's really fun. It's a really unique piece that they're able to create.
So you're doing a lot of, I want to talk about signage, because I feel like signage at weddings, I what do you think, Kristen? Like, it's become popular over the last, what, like 5-6 years? Like, everybody is doing signage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's certainly a lot. I mean, you could go crazy with signage. You could have 30 signs, but what we focus on is pieces that are going to add a special element to the wedding. And we really like to design things that you will actually keep after the wedding, because there can be a lot of waste of, you know, if you get 30 signs made and you're not going to ever use those again, not only is it expensive, it's kind of wasteful. So we really focus on, like, we have our most popular signs are the signature cocktail signs. And we feature the pets of our clients as, like, the inspiration for the cocktails. And they're really fun. It's a good way to incorporate pets if you're not able to actually have your pet at your wedding. But they're also just beautiful little custom works of art that you can hang in your kitchen or your bar area at home. And so it's something that you'll get more use out of than just one day.
Awesome. And so do you ever make them in a way that, like, they can kind of detach something that says, like, here's our, you know, signature drink menu, or do people just kind of, like, hang them up all inclusive, like, together?
Yeah, usually the way it's designed, it's a really fun little design where it's like, you know, the Henry, and it tells exactly what their signature cocktail is. And it's fun too, because then not only do you have the portrait of your pet, but you can kind of remember what your drink was on your wedding day. And so it's kind of like a double, you know, it's fun because it has your pet on there, but it's also a fun way to remember your wedding. And we do a lot of welcome signs in the same way, where we design the welcome sign so it's almost like, objectively, it's just a beautiful piece with portrait illustration or whatever illustration they want. So not only is it welcoming guests, but it's also just something beautiful they can hang on the wall to remember their wedding.
Okay, so I am seeing, this is really cool. So like, I think about favors, right? And there's always this big debate. Do we do favors? Do we not do favors, right? And just like you were talking about before, like the wasteful part of things, like people throw things away unless they're useful.
Yeah.
So what are some, like, cool, useful favors that you guys have designed that would be good ideas for listeners?
So one of the most popular things that our clients really love is we do custom koozies. They're definitely a bit more on the expensive side in terms of favors. So actually we have a lot of clients who opt to get them maybe just for their bridal party, or if they're having a smaller wedding and they want to focus on doing a more fun favor, that's something that's really fun. And then the other thing is that you can't really go wrong with when a favor is edible, because it's one of those things that I've been to a lot of weddings, and a lot of times favors will get left behind. Like you said, they can be very wasteful, but when it's something that's edible, those get eaten, and people really appreciate that. So whether it's a sweet or a snack, so we do a lot of favor tags, like hanging tags and stickers, to go on, like, little bags or boxes. And we've done all kinds of fun things. I mean, whether it's cookies, cupcakes, we've had clients who use their portrait artwork and get it printed on cookies. We do custom labels. So maybe you want to do little mini, you know, shots of whiskey or little wine bottles. So we do a lot of creating sort of pieces that can elevate, you know, your edible or drinkable favor, because that's a really popular one with our clients.
What are some examples of signage? So you do a lot of cocktail signs. What other signs have you done?
We do a lot of the kind of, you know, typical ones. We do welcome signs. We do seating signs. We do smaller text signs as well. And a lot of times, once we start working with a client, we kind of understand what their overall look is for the wedding, you know, the fonts that they're using. Maybe they start working with us for a guest book alternative. And then we're able to kind of pull that vision through to all any other pieces they might need. So if they end up needing, you know, some custom signs for, you know, flats or a favor sign or whatever it may be, we will create those signs specifically to say exactly what they want, to look like just what they want. Unplugged ceremonies is a really popular one as well that we do.
Oh, so what's some good verbiage to put on that?
It's always good to be very polite. So a lot of times, our clients like to use verbiage around just being present in the moment, enjoying the moment, letting them know that, you know, there are professional photographers. Sometimes even if you kind of let them know that after the ceremony, there will be time for them to take photos, and even letting them know that, you know, there's a hashtag they can use so they don't feel like they can't take any photos, but just letting them know for this particular part during the ceremony, you know, you really want them to be present. And then after that, they can kind of go wild with photos.
Did you say you do seating charts? So do you just design it and then let the client have, I guess for seating charts, it's always kind of this last minute thing, right? You have it finalized a couple of days before the wedding because there's so many changes. How do you handle that? Do you actually write out the names, or do you send them something that they have the names written on it?
We do lay out the names for them. So it can be a couple different options. We do offer like digital files for our clients. So in the case of a seating chart, it might be a really good example of something where we would create the design for them and we're able to edit it up until the last couple of days beforehand. And then once that is ready, then we can send them that final file and they can take it to get printed locally if there's not time to get it printed, you know, through us to get shipped to them.
Oh, that's great. So you can send them, that's actually really handy. And then do you have like printers that you recommend that are like nationwide, or do you just?
Yes, absolutely. We have a whole list. And then similarly, because we only ship and print within the US, we offer the same services for any international clients who, even if they're in Canada or wherever they are, you know, we can send them those files so that they can print locally.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So I see this on your Instagram. I see a monogram that you created.
Yeah, we do some custom crests and different wedding logos and monograms as well. And like with everything else we do, they're pretty customized. So some clients might want to bring in elements of the wedding. We've done ones that are like for winery themed or brewery themed, or, you know, that include their pets. We've done crests that have the skyline of the city where they're getting married and stuff like that. So we really make it super personalized for them.
What's one of the most fun or unique? Oh my gosh, is this Monica and Rachel from Friends? That's so cool. What was that for?
That was just, I mean, a lot of our clients, I mean, the cool thing is that our whole team is women and we are all in kind of the same range as the clients that we're serving. So, we're all, you know, 20s to 30s women. And so there's a lot of pop culture references that we all as a team appreciate. And we know that our clients do as well because they're in the similar demographic as us. So sometimes we just share fun pop culture-y things and stuff on our Instagram.
Oh, that's fun. So this is a woman owned, woman run, and women working at your company.
Exactly. Yes.
That is very cool. So what's one of the most like that you can remember off the top of your head, like projects that you, one of your favorites or some of your favorites that are unique or that you just loved working on?
Yes. Okay. So we just did, a one. So it was actually, it was a couple who had gotten married, but then they were expecting their first child and they wanted to do like a extra special pregnancy announcement. So we did a custom illustration of them and the husband is holding two bags of ice and then the wife is like holding her belly because they wanted it to say ice, ice baby. And we, not only did everyone on our team think it was the cutest thing we've ever seen, but like all of our clients are like, just thought it was awesome. So that one was really fun. And then some other ones that I really love is we have a lot of clients who love to, you know, incorporate their dogs or their cats, but we've had some clients who really want to incorporate their whole animal gang. So we've done turtles and lizards, horses, ferrets, iguanas, like cows, chickens. We've really illustrated like so many different types of pets, which is really fun, especially when they have a whole group of them. And it's kind of like a little mini farm there on their portrait. So that's really cool too.
That's so awesome. So, all right. So people can do their save the dates with you. They can do invitations. I mean, anything print related, right?
Yes, we do a lot. It's all just very focused on custom, very custom and a very illustration focused. So exactly. The save the dates and wedding invitations that we do usually have a portrait. We have like destination save the dates. So it might feature the couple and they might be illustrated in the location of their wedding. We just did some really fun ones, like one for Mexico and one for Paris. And it's a really fun way to kind of capture lots of different elements of the wedding. We can include the wedding venue in the illustration, but just a little bit different than, you know, photo save dates, which are beautiful and fun. But if you want something a little bit different, that's where we come in.
You have sales from time to time. Does that just kind of depend? Is that certain times of the year or?
Actually, the most common promotions that we do, we don't really have a lot of like sales in the sense of like, you know, everything's 20% off today. But what we do offer is sort of an incentivization for clients who purchase early. So if you are purchasing 6 months or more ahead of your wedding, you can save 10% on your whole purchase. So that's one way you can save. And then the other way is something I sort of touched on earlier, but if you are, say, getting a guest book with that portrait illustration, there's a ton of other pieces in, that we can create for you. And since we would have already created that illustration, we can take a pretty big discount off of those additional items that feature the same artwork. So that's another way that, you know, once you kind of make that initial investment in that portrait art, you can actually get a lot of different pieces and get more mileage out of that artwork.
Awesome. And then people can buy gift cards.
Yep. So we do offer gift cards, and those are really fun. We find that as like shower gifts and gifts for kind of things prior to the wedding, it's really nice because then if the couple decides, they can use it for actual pieces for the wedding. Or if they get it as a wedding gift, then they can use the gift card to create fun things like, you know, just a piece of portrait artwork to hang on their wall or stuff like that.
And this is good for, I mean, those out there listening, for example, my sister, she's pregnant. And once the baby's born, you know, like if I get a little photo of the three of them and they have two dogs, like,
yeah,
I would totally have this as a gift for them to have something in their home with a little family illustration portrait kind of a deal.
Yeah, it's a really fun way to kind of capture like special kind of milestones in life. And obviously photographs are this, you know, another way, but it's just a little bit of a different way. And the other fun thing is that no matter what, you can kind of make sure that everyone, humans and animals included, are looking their best.
Yeah.
Sure that everyone's eyes are open and everyone's smiling. It's kind of like the best of both worlds. You get to actually kind of control exactly how everyone looks. So that is a fun added bonus as well.
It's kind of like photoshopping, but by hand, right? Like illustration shop.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And one more thing I'll mention is that a big popular thing we've done recently with our brides is once they've gotten like, you know, maybe they celebrated their wedding and they had some portrait pieces done through us, we do custom holiday cards, which is really popular for, you know, like your first married Christmas. I know my husband and I were like really excited to like, you know, share cards with everyone. And so you can actually use your same portrait and we'll put it into like a more wintry scene. And you can put a custom message on there letting people know, you know, you got married. So that's another really fun way to kind of get more out of that portrait artwork.
Oh, that's a great idea. Tell me the price ranges of things so people know like more or less what to expect.
Yeah. So the artwork itself, like if you were to get like a couple portrait, that design fee starts at $186. And we offer several different printing options. So if you were interested in a guest book on a paper print, a guest book alternative. So it's not an actual book, but it's like a large print that everyone would sign. Those start right around $200. And they can really vary and they can really go up to, you know, several hundred dollars just depending on, you know, we have canvas options and we have a new option that's a framed canvas, which is a much more premium option. So starting around 200, going all the way up to about 400 or 500. And then typically after that, any additional pieces are going to be more in the $100 to $200 range because you've already invested in that artwork.
Awesome. And what about like those koozies for the beer? What do those run?
Yeah. So koozies, those are $7 a piece. And those are, and then if you haven't already gotten a portrait, through us, you would also have to purchase the portrait artwork. But if you have, then it's kind of a fun little add-on, and it's a really fun gift to give to your bridal party.
Oh yeah. I mean, $7 each. If you've got like, you know, 8 people in your bridal party, that's not bad.
Exactly. And if you're ordering more than 100, we can do bulk discounting, but a lot of clients just want to get a couple for like, you know, a couple people in their party or whatever. So,
or even, I mean, people listening, I mean, not even wedding stuff. I mean, this would be fun for like your dad's, you know, 60th birthday or like.
We just did the most fun for a bachelorette. Oh. We did koozies and a Snapchat filter, but it was a illustration of the bride-to-be's fiance floating on a big pool floaty wearing a Speedo. And it was such a hit on our team. Like, everyone was like, have you seen this? We can kind of do anything. That's the cool part about the illustration, is that as creative as our clients are, we can make it happen. So there's a lot of creativity involved, not just on our part, but with the client as well, which makes it really fun for us.
Tell me about the process. When somebody wants to do, you know, create a design, is it all electronically or can they speak to someone? Like how does it work?
Yeah. Okay. So the way that it works is, we suggest once you're interested in working with us, you can come onto our website. We have a live chat feature, with lots of design consultants who are on there all day, every day, that will chat with you. And we can take you through all the options and pricing for whatever you're interested in. And they are the ones who will be able to let you know about any promotions or discounts going on, like the ones I mentioned before. And they can set up a custom invoice that we send over via email. Alternately, you can, of course, just browse the site on your own and purchase. And then once you purchase from us, we will send you a confirmation email. And in that confirmation email will be a link to a customization form. And then that customization form is where we'll collect photos, font and color choices, details, names, dates, all of that info. And then once you send over those customization details to us, you'll get the chance to schedule a phone call with one of our design consultants, and you'll get more information on timing and the process. And then you will get a proof in your email that will be the first look at your design, and you get 3 rounds of revisions so you can make any changes that you want. You know, you can edit the way you look, you can try out different fonts. And then once you approve your design, then we send it to print and ship and it arrives at your door.
Very cool. Is there shipping fees?
No, shipping is included on all of our prices.
Ooh, I like that. For some reason, when I have to pay for shipping, it just really irritates me now. I guess because it's the world of Amazon, right?
Yes, and that's had a big impact on how we've decided to, you know, include shipping, because I totally feel that.
Is there anything else about the company that you would want listeners to know? I don't know.
Not particularly. Like I said, we are really focused on supporting the women who work for us, and we have, you know, working moms, we have kind of a range of different women from different lifestyles who are, you know, either single or supporting a family or, you know, supporting a spouse. So we really have a very flexible scheduling so that, you know, you can still do all the things you need to do as a super mom, a super wife, but still be able to, you know, have a really creative and fulfilling job and be able to work on really fun stuff.
Awesome. All right. So Miss Design Berry, Kristen, is offering our listeners a 10% discount for you to get your own custom print materials. So the code would be TBWPP. Again, TBWPP for 10% discount. And they just type that in at checkout, right? Or
yep, there is a box for promo codes and they can just type that in.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, thank you so, so much for talking to me. And how can people find you?
You can find us online at missdesignberry.com. And you can also follow us on Instagram at missdesignberry for lots of sneak peeks of how our clients have used their custom pieces.
Great. And that's Miss is an M-I-S-S Design Berry, B-E-R-R-Y.
Correct.
Thank you so, so much for being on the show and giving us the information and letting our listeners have that discount. How long will we be able to keep that discount, by the way?
Through the end of July.
Okay, good. The 10% discount will be good from now through the end of July. Through July 31st, 2018, just in case you're listening to this in 2020. all right, Kristen. Thank you so very much. We appreciate it.
Yes, it was a pleasure.
All right. So that was awesome. She's amazing.
Such cute stuff.
Really, really cool. I love it. I actually kind of, Christy, I feel like we should send her a picture of us when we do get together someday and have her create something.
We should send her pictures of us individually and then she can put us together, like holding hands, like frolicking in a field of daisies. As we do,
We do that. That's what we do. Like a tampon commercial, kind of?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to her about that. All right. So we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Christy, why don't you spit out some social media?
Totally. Let me get to the Google Doc. You guys, there's so many ways to reach us. The best and quickest and easiest way is thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. Our Twitter handle is TBWP Podcast. Our website is thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com. And we have a Patreon account. It's a great way for you to support us, and we love you for it. That's patreon.com/thebigweddingplanningpodcast. Instagram @thebigweddingplanningpodcast. We're really trying to rev up our Instagram presence, and we would love an iTunes review.
And
rate us.
We've gotten... Yes, the iTunes.
Send us your questions. Send us your comments if you want to hear about a topic and we haven't tackled it yet. And
call us on our cell phone.
415-723-1625. Michelle is standing by for your call.
Operators are standing by.
She's standing on her head, but she is standing by, ready to take your calls. Just kidding. You'll leave a message and we will just love the hell out of that message. No shortage of ways to get in touch with us. Love you. Love your face.
Yeah. Yes. No shortage of ways to get in touch with us. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you to our guest, Ms. Design Berry. Thank you to you, Christy, for being your beautiful self in that closet.
Thank you to you, Michelle.
Oh, no, thank you. All right, we're out of here. We'll talk to you next week. Love you, show.
Bye.